Okay, the story. So, that little thing, cartoonish thing I wanted to make, very short to describing from colonialist beginning of it till now. And we can have a little scene there with an African leader. A small African country, which happens to have a bunch of natural resources. And they are working very hard to deliver to their masters in the West, who own the land, the companies, this and that. Or if they on the paper own it themselves, then the leader, well, was appointed by, replaced in the previous one by those nice big Western countries, and they supply, you know, anyway, what he needs to be rich and powerful and in control. And one day the little Chinese come and they say, well, we have a proposal here. We buy these and those natural resources from you, and we pay you in your own currency or by building schools, roads, harbors, this and that, which is good for you. And the leader can of course see that, the local king, and yeah, sure, let's go for it. But you are not going to replace me, are you, or anything more? He's suspicious. No, this is just business. That's the way we work. So they start, and then a couple of days later, a knock on the door, and a white person, cool looking, from America or Britain, comes in saying, we heard you're allowing the Chinese to come in. You should be careful. They're entering, trying to take over your country. They are very dangerous. But then that king, he says, you know, but that's what you did. You took over my country. They're just, you know, doing a selling and buying. Cooperation, win-win. No, they're just cheating you. And so he's a sly guy. And he may eventually even threaten a bit, you know, but if you're going with the dictators, the enemies, the unfree world, and you only got yourself to blame, and we may have to replace you, change the government to one that we are friends with. We thought we were friends, and you remember? That's why we put you here. We gave you weapons to stay in power and fight the rebels. And we gave you money to give you all this. And he points, you know, to this luxurious castle and home there, and the fine cars and the prince, princess, cool dressed, Western style. So yeah, and then he walks out, and that African king is sitting there just looking into the camera more or less, and going up, well, what to do, then we can have that king there also. A little kind of Jordanian type. As a character.